Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
This is the third of five Dr. Jazz Hour programs featuring the tragic ends of jazz musicians' lives. While doing a gig in Las Vegas in 1955, saxophonist Wardell Gray was found along a dirt road a few miles out of town with head trauma and a broken neck. The police ruled it a suicide. Yeah, right. So you'll hear Wardell Gray in 1947 on Blue Lou with a quartet. Scott LaFaro, bassist in the Bill Evans Trio, was killed in a car wreck in 1961 at age 25. Here he is with Evans shortly before his death on Waltz for Debbie.
Thank you.
We are exploring some very sad stories of jazz musicians on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Vocalist Tina Marie was sleeping in a motel room when a large picture frame fell and hit her head. She suffered from seizures for the rest of her life and died 6 years later at age 54. In 1988, Tina Marie recorded Work It. Guitarist Emily Remler had a long history of heroin addiction, which probably contributed to her death in 1990 at age 32 of a heart attack. So here's Remler on Waiting for Spring with David Benoit in 1989. Swing band leader Jimmy Lunsford, while signing autographs in a music store in Seaside, Oregon in 1947, suddenly collapsed and died. It was ruled a heart attack, but band members were convinced that Lunsford was poisoned by a restaurant owner who was very unhappy about serving blacks. Several band members also became ill. Well, it's a mystery. You'll hear the Lunsford Orchestra in 1937 doing Raggin' the Scale.
Working like a 9-to-5 child. Working too. Thank you.
Dr. Jazz is presenting jazz singers and musicians who came to tragic ends. After a tumultuous life and 7 or 8 marriages, Dinah Washington died from an accidental overdose of several prescription drugs for insomnia and obesity in 1963 at age 39. In 1955, Dinah recorded "I Get a Kick Out of You." Trumpet man Lee Morgan was shot and killed during a confrontation with his common-law wife between sets at a club in New York City in 1972. He was only 33 years old. He couldn't have deserved that, could he? You'll hear Lee Morgan's recording of Ciora of 1965. When clarinetist Leon Rapolo was 41 in 1943, he began to behave erratically, suffered a breakdown, and was institutionalized. It was believed to have been caused by syphilis. Rapolo was a member of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1922, and here they are with Wolverine Blues.
Alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I should get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from champagne. Sure that if I took even one sip, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there. It's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing. Kick out of you. Thank you. kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. See, I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. See, I get a kick. You give me a boot. See, I get a kick out of you. See, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I get a kick out of you. Ooh, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I do. Get a kick out of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This last set of tragic tales on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with Jerry Niewood, saxophonist and flutist, who was killed in a commuter plane crash on his way to Buffalo, New York for a concert. In 1975, Niewood recorded Song of the New Moon with Chuck Mangione. Bobby Timmons had a fine career going as a jazz pianist, but he went downhill due to his heroin and alcohol abuse and died from cirrhosis at age 38. From an album Timmons recorded with Clifford Jordan in 1957, you'll hear Princess.
We'll be right back.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.